funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. A beautiful Sunday that the Lord has given us to come and be able to accept from Him His great love in the word that we will hear proclaimed and in the Eucharist that He generously shares with all of us. Welcome to those of you who are joining the Cathedral family here in the Cathedral today. We, the family of the Cathedral, welcome you to your home away from home. And we also give thanks to God for those who are traveling throughout this day, that they arrive safely and soundly and enjoy this wonderful time of vacation with the ones that God has blessed them with, and that is family. And to all of you joining us via television, radio, internet, social media, we welcome you and thank you for letting us come into your homes or to be with you at the hospital or nursing homes. Please know that you are always in our heart and our prayers, and that we pray that the love of Christ is what is always surrounding you and your loved ones, and what is shared amongst all of you in your togetherness. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. For he fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth, for justice is undying. For God formed man to be imperishable, the image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who belong to his company experience it. The word of the Lord.
will extol you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought me up from the nether world. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. I will praise you, faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name, for his anger lasts but a moment, a lifetime his good will. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with the dawn rejoicing. Pity on me, O Lord, be my helper. You changed my mourning into dancing. O Lord, my God, forever will I give you thanks.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as you excel in every respect, in faith, discourse, knowledge, all earnestness, and in the love we have for you, may you excel in this gracious act also. For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Not that others should have relief while you are burdened, but that as a matter of equality, your abundance at the present time should supply their needs, so that their abundance may also supply your needs, that there may be equality. As it is written, whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. There was a woman afflicted with a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to Jesus, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
How beautiful it is that the Book of Wisdom reminds us of the God we serve, who is not a God of death, nor a God that rejoices in the destruction of life, but one who forms all things that they might have a being. Creatures of the world who are wholesome and one that will not perish. These are so encouraging words to all of us, because it reminds us of how God has great, great things planned for you and me, even beyond this world, that many a times take away our attention and our focus on the world to come, the glory. But also how St. Paul reminds us, as you excel in every respect, in faith, discourse, knowledge, earnestness, and in the love, may you excel in this gracious act, realizing that Jesus, rich in and of himself, became poor, so that by his poverty you and I might indeed become rich. The wealth that matters, the wealth that does not depreciate in its value, nor is it ever taken away from us. It's what comes from the one that the Lord Father sent in search of you and me and endured everything, and that is Jesus himself. But it's to recognize him through the beauty of our faith and to have hope that will not be shaken. For St. Paul reminds us in another letter, it's a hope that never disappoints. And look at the beautiful example that we have today in the gospel, where we see one pleading on behalf of the other and one pleading on her own behalf. How beautiful it is that such a faith is illustrated. But we take to heart what Jesus encounters there on the way to the little girl's house. A woman who's been suffering for years, years. In the midst of the crowd, is convinced wholeheartedly and with absolute faith, if only I touch the corner of his cloak. And she does. And how beautiful it is that Jesus says how something goes out of him. Where's it at here? I want to find the quote, sorry. Aware at once that power had gone out from him. And then he asks, who touched me? And the disciples, of course, clueless. What are you talking about? Look around you. Everyone's touching you. And he says, no. Someone touched me. And then you see how the gospel goes and says, you know, aware of this, Jesus looked around to see who had done that. Can you imagine? Jesus, here's Jesus. And he's like, who was it? Have you ever had mom and dad do that? Line up the kids. Who did it? Who did it? And everyone's like, because they don't know what he's talking about. They think they're in trouble, but they're not. Finally, she approaches and says, Lord, it was I. Your faith has cured you. Go. The one who touched him. And my dear family, how often do we touch the Lord in the Eucharist? How often does he make himself available to offer that to you and me? And he's just as open, just as willing as he was back then, this very day, to bring us that healing. But there's always that temptation to doubt because something goes wrong. Something happens. Just the other day, you know, we were at a conference downtown. And then I got back and then someone calls, like, you know, someone who had, you know, does so much for the church here and elsewhere. And then she said, they broke into my car. I was like, okay, I'll be on my way. And so we stood there until they arrived, the police, and took the report and all. And I could see that she was broken. And I'm sure in her mind she was thinking, why? I mean, everyone goes through that particular moment, perhaps, and says, look what I do, how I pray. Yes, none of that is taken away by this act. But see, at that moment is when we're tempted by the evil one who's responsible for the evil things of this world and not God, to tempt us to doubt the one who is all-powerful. And not that she was, because she's a great woman of faith. A great woman of faith. But everyone has that little moment, that agony in the garden. Even Jesus had it, where he pleaded with the Father. But then he said, but let your will be done. And what is the will of the Father? That we keep believing. and keep going, because there's greater things that lie ahead for all of us. And that's what I hope and pray each and every one of us can hold on to in these wonderful examples. Because even with the little girl being healed, others had given up. But Jesus said, don't listen to them. Keep following me. And how often we get that from the world. Why don't you just give it up with Jesus? And we must be strong enough to say, no. Because outside of him, I have nothing to look forward to. With him, though I'm going to struggle as he struggled, I'm going to fall like he fell, I'm going to perhaps enter a suffering moment and a painful moment as he did, I'm still going to get back up and I'm still going to follow him because he's leading me somewhere even better than this world, believe it or not. I hope that's not hard to believe. But my dear family, it's for all of us to embrace that moment. And how much he will always be with us, shining brightly upon you and me, this wonderful gift of mercy and love to persevere through everything that challenges us, everything that makes our hearts ache. But he's the one that brings the healing. He's the one that brings the wholeness. Because he's the one that desires that we keep living, even beyond this world. And you see, in these last 20 years, that I'm so grateful to God to have been able to have been a priest with all of you and continue to be, there's been a lot. There are many who were once here and now are with our Heavenly Father. I like to think of it, they went from these pews to those spaces in between the saints. That's where I see them. Because that's what God promised. So many of them who still smile upon you and laugh with you. And yes, they even cry with you because we miss them. And the many baptisms, which is the gift of hope, the communions that give us the beauty of a relationship. And you see, my dear family, what we all have to remember is, yes, the Lord is good. Always has been, always will be. And we are the instruments of his goodness in this world. And how we must continue to be that, in spite of our own flaws, which on Wednesday I asked for mercy on. Because every day on my anniversary I ask that you forgive me. And I hope you do. Because priests are just as much in need of mercy and forgiveness as anyone else. But trusting in that wonderful, unconditional love that comes from the one who is the high priest, Jesus himself, I know, and I pray you know, that with him all things are possible and all things are able to continue to lead us to praise him, for he has rescued us. And he will continue to rescue us, as we just echoed in the psalm. Why? Because he hears us. And so, my dear family, I pray for you, and please pray for me, and pray for all of our priests, that we realize how often he rescues us, how often he picks us back up, how often he keeps believing in us, and that he fills you with the grace to believe in your person, in your being, in the beauty of your life, and those who share it with you. Because that will bring us the greatest of all joy today and lead us to the greatest of all joys when we arrive in the heavenly kingdom, where he will welcome us with great joy. But until that moment comes, embrace this beautiful gift of today and share what must be shared today, so that if tomorrow never comes, you can be assured you have lived well because you lived in that love. that is everlasting, and a love that never causes us to waste life because it always helps us to live it. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He is ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Aspiring to approach the Lord with as deep a faith as shown by the woman in the gospel, who was content merely to touch Jesus' cloak, we give our voice to the needs of the world.
For the church, that inspired by God's word and nourished by the Eucharist, we may bring hope to those who feel hopeless, love to those who feel unloved, and life to those struggling in desperate circumstances, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders around the world, that they may relieve the burdens of those who suffer in poverty, injustice, or oppression, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are imprisoned and for all who work to bring true justice to prisoners who have been wrongly convicted or unjustly sentenced, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For nurses, hospice workers, and all who care for the sick and dying, that they may be blessed in their ministry and know the support of the community, we pray to the Lord. May God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Helen C. Miller, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias, Jody Lopez, and for the special intentions of Jonathan Cano and Olga Quintanilla, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And let us pray also for the repose of the souls of Michael Lee and for Stephen Remmar. For them we pray to the Lord. God of life and love, hear the prayers we offer for all our brothers and sisters in need and for ourselves. For we make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mysteries, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by his birth he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering canceled out our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
With faith and hope in the eternal kingdom, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the silence.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us stand in prayer. I don't know whether... Some of our servers are new, so... May this divine sacrifice we have offered and received fill us with life, O Lord, we pray, so that bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for a few minutes.
One quick announcement on behalf of the cathedral staff. I have the great pleasure of, on behalf of our staff, congratulating Father Peter Lizardo, who this Wednesday celebrated the 20th anniversary of his priestly ordination. So please join me in congratulating him. So before he speaks, we do want to thank him, of course, for the great gift he is to our cathedral and diocesan family of faith. And so in celebration of him, there will be a reception downstairs in St. Joseph's Hall. So please.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lizardo, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life. Providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.